Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme, broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m. We'll be right back.
Narragonia Quartet. What a fantastic band they are. Their new album is out now, and it's just fantastic. It is called Nehelenia. And if I get time, I'll play you another track. Welcome to the second half with me, James Fagan. Thank you, as ever, to Sam Hindley for a lovely, lovely selection of artists and songs and tunes. In the first half, we hope you're enjoying today's Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live. I've got some great music coming up for you in this half, including a second premiere single from R. Brevin, the Harmony Trio, whose album comes out this weekend and are celebrating with a launch concert in Shakespeare's in Sheffield. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But before we go any further, let's remember that this Monday just passed, November the 10th, was the 50th anniversary of the loss of the entire crew of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, which was an American Great Lakes freighter that sank in a dreadful hurricane-strength storm crossing Lake Superior with a full cargo and a full crew. It became immortalized by Gordon Lightfoot with his number one selling song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, but it was more than a song. There was a human cost in this tragedy. The day after the wreck, the Mariners Church in Detroit rang its bell 29 times, once for each life lost. But after the death of Gordon Lightfoot, the singer, on May the 1st, 2023, they rang the ceremonial 29 chimes of the bell for the crew, and they rang an additional one in memory of Gordon Lightfoot, whose song means these sailors will be remembered for all time. It's a brilliant song, and I don't think I've ever played it on the show before. So here is Gordon Lightfoot with The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, commemorating its sinking 50 years ago.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours?
The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know. The gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Of land. some people say, now don't you worry. We'll get you a nice piece of reserve territory. But I'll give my love that 10 million can be found on a miserable 30% of the ground. Yes, some people say, now don't you worry. You can always find jobs in the white man's city. But don't stay too long and don't stay too deep, for you're bound to disturb the white man in his sleep. White men don't sleep long and don't sleep too deep, for your life and possession. Black man's demanding his own piece of ground, his own piece of ground.
The extraordinary voice of Miriam McCabe, and she was singing the incredible song A Piece of Ground, written by Jeremy Taylor, who was born in England but spent much of his early life as an English teacher in southern Johannesburg, where he wrote a lot of songs about documenting social issues caused by and associated with the apartheid regime. In South Africa, none better than that. It's an incredible song. I remember it. I don't remember not knowing it because it came out in 1972 on Jeremy Taylor's album of the same name, Piece of Ground. And my parents played it all the time. And I didn't really know who Jeremy Taylor was at that point, but I just know that my dad used to sing a lot of his songs, including ones that I know some of you, the listeners, will remember. Do let me know if Jeremy Taylor is one of your favourite artists. He's still going strong. Well, he's still alive. I don't know if he's still performing, but I hope he's still going strong. He's 87 and he lives back in the UK now. An extraordinary writer. He wrote comic songs as well, and he was a stalwart of the folk scene here and was beloved for not just his social commentary, but his very funny songs as well. And they were usually social commentary as well. You will know the song Jobsworth, and you may know this song. I hadn't listened to this song for decades, and when I was looking at this album, Piece of Ground, I came across this song, and it absolutely took me back. You know when a song just reaches into your childhood psyche and reminds you of your life when you were little? Well, this song, my dad not only used to play me Jeremy Taylor singing it, but he used to sing it as well. And it's a song, a conversation between two old fellas, basically outside the pub. And in a very Leon Russellson-esque way, it combines sort of savage pathos, really, with comedy and just insight into the human condition. It's an amazing song, and I am a newcomer once again to a very old part of my memory, Jeremy Taylor. Here is Crossroads from Piece of Ground.
Hurry up, Fred, it won't be long before the pubs are closed. I'll buy you a pint if only we can get across the road. So do like the parrot says on the telly. Look right, look left, then when you're ready, step off the curb and try and keep steady. Too late, here they come again. Try and make it soon, 'cause Charlie, I think I've got to sit down. I'll be all right as soon as we get into the Rose and Crown. But these old eyes don't see so good. My legs won't walk the way that they should. You know I'd run if I thought that I could, but I'm positive. Charlie, we won the war, fighting in a foreign land. Tell me now, what was it for? I don't understand. You talk to the youngsters, they don't know the hardships we had to undergo. And is it any wonder that we want to go slow?
speak up, Fred. I can't hear a word you say. And it's been like this ever since I got up today. It's 6:30 when the lorries begin. 8:00 when the cars join in. And I can't hear myself think for the din. And the dog's got fleas. See Brenda's husband found them a council flat. She says she doesn't like it. What do you think about that? 'Cause it seems there's water running down the walls. Gale force winds blowing through the halls. She's 10 miles up, so nobody calls and nobody sees. Sit on the bench in the sun. All of our friends would gather round. The old days were fun. Down the road at the shop on the corner where we could buy tobacco for a penny. And now for a penny you can't get any. I can't find my way through all the smoke and grime. And I don't think we're ever gonna make it to the pub on time. They still call that the bull ring now. God knows why, 'cause it never sees a cow. What's more, nobody cares anyhow. They don't need it. I've had a cold since April 1950. The doctor says he's cured his own, but he can't cure mine. And now I've got rheumatism again. I wouldn't much mind if it wasn't for the pain. But I always get worse when it starts to rain in the winter. Sunshine will bless you still. Wash your heart in the rain. After the winter, spring will surely come to ease your pain. When at last the snowflakes fall, you won't remember anything at all as you hang your life up on the wall. Hurry up, Fred, it won't be long before the pubs have closed. I'll buy you a pint if only we can get across the
Jeremy Taylor, what a wonderful song, Crossroads. And I'm reminded of my reaction to that when I was a little kid. I'm now 53, and the life of Fred and Charlie seems a lot closer to me now than it did when I was 5 or 6 years old listening to that song and wondering about these poor old men wandering around the bull ring. Now it just reminds me of my friends Richard Arrowsmith and Pete Smith. So there you go, you can make of that what you will, and a bit of myself in there as well. A big shout out to my dad, Bob Fagan, for introducing me to that song and to Jeremy Taylor. Now to something very, very new. In fact, this comes out today. It is the new single from the EP by Maddie Morris. And this EP is absolutely crucial and comes out at a crucial time. Maddie wrote it in response to the Supreme Court ruling earlier this year on the definition of biological sex, which has had a huge impact on trans people's lives in the UK. And I just want to read you a little bit about what Maddie says about this EP. Much of my songwriting reflects the personal and political intertwining, telling small everyday stories that speak to broader social realities. My second single, which is the one we're about to hear and which comes out today, is called Fireworks, and it's about the way myself and a group of other autistic queer folk find ways to be joyful and exist through political uncertainty. The onslaught of transphobic comments, to me, highlights the absolute needs for songs that share joyful trans experience with the world. If it didn't make people so angry, we wouldn't need songs like this to exist. Well, Maddie, it's a brilliant song. It's a fantastic EP, and I hope people get behind it, and I hope people go and see you when you play in Sheffield this coming week. Let me tell you when that's going to be and where. So the concert is this Wednesday, coming Wednesday, the 19th of November at 7:30 in the evening, and it is at the Samuel Worth Chapel. And headlining the concert is Maddie Morris, who won the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award. It just seems like yesterday, but it's a couple of years ago now. And Maddie has been exploring the issues of identity, activism and unheard stories ever since through deeply moving performances. Support on the night will come from Belzar and Rhiannon Hope. So do get along to the Samuel Worth Chapel on Wednesday to see Maddie Morris. Here is their new single, Fireworks, out today.
The top floor balcony to watch fireworks get set off illegally, like we have done every New Year's Eve since we reclaimed our lives. But that patch of earth belonged to someone, so like last year we see coppers come, and there's an exodus of us city centre scum, still lighting fireworks as they run by. The air is thick with smoke and I can't breathe out the sound, and you hold my hand, and there's something so profound about this life we chose, and where we're stood, and the knowledge that this year's far less bad than good. In 24 hours I'll be on a plane, 62 I'll be in surgery to make a decision that was just for me, to stand in a body that feels right. And when I'm talking to my therapist, they're always saying multiple things can exist, and though I know you don't understand, I hope you feel happy in my delight. Our country's full of pain, I'm no exception to that rule, and when they need a win, trans folk we get sent straight to walls. Like I'm your easy kill, bind my hands and tie my wrists for the awful crime trying to exist. The world, it wasn't built for folk like us, whose lives on daytime TV get discussed, and their bigotry serves a purpose. It's like a cultural hallmark, and I'm inspired by how folk like I sized, so you might as well set fireworks off in the park.
Absolutely amazing. I've just come across that artist. Her name is Marie Dresserhaus, and she is Canadian. I think she's about 20 years old, and she's a singer-songwriter. She's just released her first album recently, and that is even newer. That's her brand new single, which is extremely appropriate for the time of year. It's called November Trees and Rain. That's Marie Dresserhaus. Do look her up. Definitely an artist to watch, and reminds me at times of Janis Ian, which is one of the reasons I was attracted to her voice, Janis Ian being one of my favourite artists, another one from my childhood. But it's great to hear young artists, it's great to hear new artists, and I just played two in a row. Maddie Morris, go and see Maddie in Sheffield next week and on Wednesday. And if you want to find out what's on in Sheffield, look at the Sheffield Folk Guide online and it'll tell you what's coming up. Speaking of things that are happening in Sheffield, this weekend sees the launch of harmony trio R. Brevin's first album, and the album is called Not Long Now Till Dawn. The album launch is at Shakespeare's in Sheffield, upstairs on Sunday, this Sunday, the 16th of November, doors at 7 o'clock, and you can get tickets from We Got Tickets. So, R. Brevin are Katie Coop, who we spoke with about the album and the launch a couple of weeks ago on the show, Kathy Bennett, and Callum McKellar. And Kathy and Callum have Cornish roots, and so a lot of the music on the album celebrates Cornwall. And I asked them today if I could play a second sneak preview or premiere for you. So this is another Thank Goodness It's Folk exclusive for you from R. Brevin, and I thank them very much for it. The song is called Parahern, which I thought I recognised. They learnt it from Dalla, the wonderful Cornish group, and it was an adaptation from Neil Davey that he made in 2003. There are very few Cornish language songs that survive, and so the ones that do are incredibly important. And these words from 1710 come from John Boson and are set to the tune Ormond the Brave, collected in 1830. And the song is all about curing pilchards. And if you're wondering why some of the rewards for the Kickstarter program that R. Brevin had involve small knitted fishes, this is the reason. So without further ado, the marvellous R. Brevin, another premiere from their new album. Do get yourself a copy, but in the meantime, enjoy Parahern.
McCannaphy, Wahern, Geng, Cockeroos. Digga-digga-cree and decent parahern. Gomeras, impenzants, caracloos and coos. Digga-digga-cree and decent parahern. Hern, hern, harv and moy, gang, ganalias, crea, hern, hern, harv and moy. Hern, hern, harv and moy, gang, ganalias, crea, hern, hern, harv and moy.
If you want and cock on the weather street.
Cree and Dees from Farahan. Doth more teas and for Dagger Dagger Cree.
Dagger Dagger Cree and Dees from Farahan. Hen, hen, hall and moy, gen, Ganalee is Cree. Hen, hen, hall and moy. Hen, hen, hall and moy, gen, Ganalee is Cree. Hen, hen, hall and moy.
Then's Gobba has a bag merchant's mean.
Digger, digger, cree and decent parahan. Hen, hen, hob and moy, again. Ganalee is cree, hen, hen, hob and moy. Hen, hen, hob and moy, again. Ganalee is cree, hen, hen, hob and moy.
If you hammer for the queer hen, hen, love.
And decent parahan
and Margus, well, I hear the word thy.
Digger, digger, cree and decent parahan. Hen, hen, hob and moy again. Ganalee is cree, hen, hen, hob and moy. Hen, hen, hob and moy again. Ganalee is cree, hen, hen, hob and moy.
My pith hen can't buy.
And parahan, moy pa ba ba ha jag va pa ba 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 ras. Digger digger cree and dees and parahan. Hen hen hall and moy again. Ganalee is cree hen hen hall and moy. Hen hen hall and moy again. Ganalee is cree hen hen hall and moy. Hen hen hall and moy again.
Thank you. hearts of rain. Come lie in the valley of lilies, it's the roses of the plain.
So opens the wonderful Steel Eye Span album Storm Force 10, which saw the return of Martin Carthy and John Kirkpatrick are taking up Peter Knight's role on lead folky instrument, in his case accordion, the second helping of John Kirkpatrick in today's program. And Awake Awake, if you recognise the lyrics, probably means that you're familiar with the Song of Solomon from the Bible, one of the bits of the Bible that I definitely found more interesting than others, shall we say, as a young reader. Let's have another set of tunes from that extraordinary new release from Narragonia Quartet.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
We continue on our journey through the collection of Francis James Child's Great Book of Ballads, 305 ballads, And if you're counting, and I know at least one person is, Kathy Tattersfield's counting because she knows that in about, probably about 3 months' time, we will be at Child Ballad 211. It's called Buick and Graham, which Kathy has set as she set Crow and Pie for us. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing her version of that. We've still got a good number of songs in before that, Kathy, but it's nice to draw people's attention to the fact that people are still writing new versions of these child ballads and new interpretations of them, inspired by the Thank Goodness It's Folk segment called Friday's Child. And for that, we're very, very grateful. In the meantime, I want to play you a very unusual thing indeed. There aren't many versions of this recorded. In fact, just two that I could find. It is Child Ballad 193, another border ballad. This is called The Death of Parsi Reed, also known as Percy Reed. And it is yet another story of infighting and savage violence in the Scottish-English borders. And as such, you would expect it to have quite a dark tune. Graham Pert recorded a very, very cheery version of this on Fire and Sword, an album of border ballads, which some of you will have and some of you will know. An extremely cheery tune. So I was looking for something a little darker, and I certainly found it. And this one is astonishingly odd, I have to say. And I will put this in the category of weird folk, because when you hear the tune and the chord sequence that the composer of the melody has gone for, you would have to admit it's extremely unusual, to say the least. So do not adjust your radio sets. I think this is how he meant it to go. His name is Andrew Calhoun, and the reason I think he meant it to go like this is he's really good. He's an American folk singer, singer-songwriter, and he recorded an album called Rhymer's Tower, Ballads of the Anglo-Scottish Border in 2017. And from it, here is his very odd Death of Parsi Reed.
Liddesdale Croziers have ridden her aid, and they'd have far better stayed at home, for they have lost a gallant lad. Winton Crozier was his name. Parsi Reed took young Winton Crozier, and he delivered him to the law. But old Crozier has made answer, he'd have the Tower of Drowenfall. Now Parsi Reed has gone a-hunting, and he'd have far better stayed at home, for the three false halls of Gerson's Field, they all along with him have gone. They hunted up and they hunted down, they hunted all Reed Water round, till weariness did seize on Parsi, at the baiting hope he laid him down. They took the bridle off his steed, and they put water in his long gun. They fixed his sword within the sheath, that out again it would not come. Awaken ye, waken ye, Parsi Reed, for we do fear ye have slept too long. For yonder's the five Croziers coming, a-riding by the hanging stone. If they be five and we be four, if ye will all stand true to me, then every man ye will take one, and two of them ye may leave to me. O turn, O Tommy Hall, O stay, O man, and fight for me. If ever we see the Drowend again, my good black mare I will give to thee. I will not stay, I cannot stay, I dare not stay and fight for thee, for they would find out Parsi Reed, and then they'd slay both thee and me. O turn, O Johnny Ho, O stay, O man, and fight for me. If ever we see the Drowend again, a yoke of oxen I will give thee. I will not stay, I cannot stay, I dare not stay and fight for thee, for they would find out Parsi Reed, and then they'd slay both thee and me. Oh, turn, oh, Willie Ho. Oh, stay, oh, man, and fight for me. If ever we see the trough end again, the half of my land I will give to thee. I will not stay, I cannot stay, I dare not stay and fight for thee. For they would find out Parsi Reed, and then they'd slay both thee and me. Oh, foul fall, ye traitors all, ye've taken bridle, sword, and gun from me. Ye've left me in a fair field standing, where I may neither fight nor flee. The Croziers fell on Parsi Reed, they've mangled him most cruelly. They've hacked off his hands and feet, and left him lying on the lea. Oh, some they call me Parsi Reed, and some they call me the Laird Trowand. It's no matter what they call me, my foes have made me ill to ken. A farewell to my daughter Jean, farewell to my young sons five. Had they been at their father's hand, I had this night been a man alive. Farewell to my wedded wife, farewell to my brother John, and the three false halls of Gerson's Field. They'll ne'er be trusted nor believed again. The Laird of Clennell wears my bow, the Laird of Brandon, he wears my brand. Whoever rides in the border side will mind the Laird of the Trowan.
Char Ballad 193. And I'm always astonished at how many complex sentences these dying heroes are able to say to the people notating their last words, even though they've been hacked into pieces small. He certainly manages to fit in quite a lot after the violence committed against him by the Crozier family. So that was a border ballad. You don't have to comment on it if you don't wish to. But if you have stuck all the way to the end of the show and you heard that, thank you. Well, is all I can say. You've been listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live. We'll be back next week, as usual, with our usual mixture of old and new folk songs. Do send us in suggestions. And as a treat for the people still listening to the show at the end here, I'm going to play you another track from this incredible artist I've just discovered. Her name is Marie Dresselhuis, or Dresselhuis. I'll spell it for you. It's a Dutch name. Marie, M-A-R-I-E. And Dresselhuis, or Dresselhuis, is spelled D-R-E-S-S-E-L-H-U-I-S. I mentioned the memories evoked by listening to Jeremy Taylor of my life as a young person. And one of the things I remember most about those days was sleeping in the car and listening to my parents and waking up as I was carried in, usually by my dad, into the house. This song is about that, and I'll leave you with it today. It's from her album, A Little Quiet at First, and the song's called Sleeping in the Car. Look after one another and see you next week here on Thank Goodness It's Folk.
I sleep on the car ride home. It's quiet, the world can't hurt me now. When we get back, I'll be tired enough. Then my dad will carry me to my room. And I'll wake up in the same clothes, the same bed, and for a second wonder where I am. What a disorienting feeling when beginnings feel so much like. You don't need to grow. realize that I do scary things all the time. And the hardest part is getting through the door. You don't need to grow out of this. Never, please don't grow out of this.